Welcome to the BitByte Podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only, and is not financial advice.
Hey, Rick.
Yes, sir.
Do you know what today is?
The third.
It's the birth. Well, we can't say it's Bitcoin's birthday, right? Because that's October 31st. This is the Genesis block's birth date.
No, I'll go with you. This is the birth date. October 31st is the conception.
Is that what it is? Is that like when they got busy?
Mm-hmm. And it was just a quick 2 month gestation and out popped this little Bitcoin baby Jesus.
Isn't that crazy? Like, I mean, just in that short amount of time, he released the white paper and then boom, on the third, he got the, well, I mean, it's still, I guess, 2 months later, right?
That's pretty quick. I mean, if only it could have happened on the second, then I could have shared that birthday, but yeah. Whatever.
Right. So Genesis block is the first block on the blockchain. Modern versions of Bitcoin numbered as block zero. Apparently, I mean, and the first block, obviously, that got mined got a 50 Bitcoin reward. But apparently, and we don't know if Satoshi did it on purpose or not, but those coins are unspendable. Like, they're locked. Like, nobody was able to actually claim those rewards of the first block. And it was encoded with that famous message, The Times, 3rd of January, 2009. Chancellor on the brink of second bailout for banks. And I don't know what newspaper that actually is. The Times, I don't know if that's British.
I don't think it would be
American. Mainly, and the only reason why I say that is because we don't call it Chancellor, right?
No. Well, who has a Chancellor? Actually, Germany does again, right?
I think so. I mean, because there's always a lot of, you know, speculation and discussion about who Satoshi was. But I mean, and the Times, it's such a vague title. I mean, I know it was a headline at the time when it happened from the Times, right? But it does say eat out from £5. So, I mean, it's got to be something in Europe.
Well, it has to be British, really. Pounds, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it very well could be. Chancellor on the brink of second bailout for banks. The Times, 3rd of January, 2009. I was actually talking about kind of the immaculate conception of Bitcoin with the wife over dinner, because today was our oldest puppy's birthday as well. So we were kind of giving him some steak. And we were talking about that and just kind of going over it. And she's like, that is so crazy. She's like, that's some Ready Player One stuff right there. You've got this guy that disappeared and did all these things and came out with this brilliant code and just stepped away from everything.
Yep. That is kind of Ready Player One. I mean, and then they just unveiled the metaverse. Here's, you know, maybe it'll all be connected.
Well, and she's like, do you think it's possible that he has something in there where at some point, like, all of his Bitcoin will become available somehow? Like, if there's going to be an Easter egg? I'm like, he could have put something in there. I don't know. But, I mean, if it does, I mean, we got till basically 2140 before you get to the end of that. So if in 2140, all of a sudden, there's, like, this Easter egg that comes out on the blockchain that is like gives you some sort of a hash signature that you got to go down and break down and you can get access to his coins. I have no idea. I don't think it would work that way, but that'd be kind of interesting.
Maybe our grandkids will see it. Our great, great grandkids. Cause we won't be around for that long.
No, we won't. And says, I'm trying to see this timestamp. Although the average time between Bitcoins is 10 minutes, the timestamp of the next block is a full 6 days after the Genesis block on that first block that came out.
I didn't know if they took that long on it.
Well, in that one, it did. And it's saying that one interpretation is that Satoshi was working on Bitcoin for some time beforehand, that the Times front page prompted him to release it to the public. He then mined the Genesis block with a timestamp in the past to match the headline. And, I mean, it would have been easily done back then. And that's one of the crazy things, too, when you think about that now, is that every day that Bitcoin continues, uninterrupted and unhacked and everything else, is that much more hash power that would have to go against it in order to be able to hack Bitcoin. Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because you've got to be able to go back and you've got to rebuild the block, the whole chain, from beginning to end in order to hack it, basically. And the amount of power that would have to come out is just tremendous. And the amount of the cost and everything else that goes along with that, it's just insane. It doesn't make any sense. There's no incentive to do that, to hack it. I mean, it's more, I guess, financially beneficial to you to just buy Bitcoin rather than try and hack it and do all that would be necessary to actually take down the blockchain to get the, you know, the 51% attack.
Yep. Well, it's kind of like that space soldier was saying, that Space Force soldier,
yeah,
that you showed that interview, you know, it's like everyone's paying for their own defense, or they may be enemies, but they're creating their own defense network, for their financial defense network. It's kind of an interesting idea.
Did you listen to that whole thing?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I
listened to it the next day. It was pretty good.
Yeah, he was. I mean, he's pretty smart. And I don't want to sound like a horrible person when I say that, but I don't think he's just a regular grunt either. I mean, it sounds like he's pretty top notch in whatever it is that he's working on. Sounds like he's super intelligent. But
yeah, he did pretty good on his ASVAB.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, happy birthday to Bitcoin today. The Genesis awesome. Block was formed.
Yep, so 13 years of production.
Yeah, with no downtime. No days off.
And that's the thing, though. You know, all that network, it's, you know, the stronger it gets, you know, the more untouchable it becomes.
Yeah, well, and that was, I did want to mention this, too. We, because we talked about this a couple episodes ago, where the hash rate was almost back to the all-time high, and it is officially back above that again. So the hash rate is back above where it was pre-China.
Pre-China.
Pre-China. Everybody's scared of the China. But yeah, so that's pretty awesome. And the price is doing its thing. It's going sideways.
Yeah. I don't know. I still think it's a good time to buy. At least I hope.
No, I think so. I don't know. I'm probably the worst person to ever give Bitcoin financial like buying times. I can clearly remember talking to my sister and my, or I guess her fiance, and being like, I think it was just starting to creep back up to 7,000 again, and I was like, you guys need to buy now. And there was one guy there that when I was talking about it with him, because I was harping on him from the night before, and then I continued on to the next day just trying to get him to buy. And the guy from the night before, he's like, I called my financial advisor last night and I asked him, and he's like, Bitcoin's already done what it's going to do. Like, it's not going to explode that way again. And I was like, oh my God. So when I ran into him, I guess a couple months later, not my sister's fiance, but the other guy that was there.
The douchebag with a nasty financial advisor.
Right? Yeah, I told him, I said, did you fire your financial advisor? He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, remember when we were talking about Bitcoin? He's like, oh yeah, what's the price at? It was like, and at the time it was in the like $60,000 range. It was like $60,000. At the time when we had that discussion, it was $4,000. I was like, yes. I was harping on you guys. I was like, dude, it already did it. Like when it broke up to almost 20,000, that was the one time it was going to do it. It's like, no, it's not how this works. Now, nope. I mean, given I could have been completely wrong, but there was no way I saw that happening. I was like, it kept me through the whole time. I mean, shit, I wish it would have sold, but, and then bought back in at 3,000 or whatever, but I was like, I'm holding. If I didn't sell at 20, I wasn't going to sell anything below that, so.
That's right.
No chance in HE double hockey sticks.
I hear you. I mean, it's been a, I mean, I've just owned it for a little over a year, so I went from under 20 to 60 and then back down to 40 and 30. So it's been, just this 1 year has been crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, I mean, you got somebody like Michael Saylor, right? His conviction on the Bitcoin status.
Absolutely.
How much did he say he bought? Do you know?
Yeah, it was, let me look. MacroStrategy has purchased an additional 1,914 Bitcoins for $94.2 million in cash at an average price of $49,229 per Bitcoin. That's and so this crazy. Was on December 29th.
And that, you know what's nuts, though, is that he is able to buy such massive amounts, you know, when he announces it, and he doesn't move the price.
Yeah.
But the way that he does it, he does micro purchases.
He just does a boatload of micro purchases?
Yeah, he's just got like an algorithm that buys a little bit, little bit, little bit, little bit, like constantly, like every few minutes, it just starts buying incremental amounts, small amounts of Bitcoin, to where it doesn't rock the price up.
Yep. And he says they now have 124,391 Bitcoins.
Dude.
And that's, and they've spent $3.75 billion at an average price of $30,159 per Bitcoin.
Well, have you ever, like, I want to pull this up real quick. I just because I want to see what MicroStrategy's stock price has done. I think it's MSTR.
Yes.
Sorry, forgive me while I'm looking this up. Talk amongst yourselves. I want to look at like the 5 year, what it's done.
Sorry, I'm verklempt.
I'm a little verklempt. Talk amongst yourselves. So back before, because I'm trying to remember, he bought in 2020 is when he started buying. His stock price was valued at $111. And I don't know if that's exactly before or not, but I want to say it was kind of close to that. Because I want to say it was around springtime that he started announcing that he was buying. It was $111.33. Went up to a high of $1,034.31 in February. And currently it closed at $558.26. So ever since, I mean, and when you look at his chart from beforehand, before he started announcing that he was buying Bitcoin, they were pretty flat, like no big gainers, nothing like that. And then after that, like they've just gone on a tirade. I mean, obviously they're in some way, I'm sure they're pegged. Like if you overlaid the Bitcoin price after the announcement to this, like with their peaks and dips and valleys, it's almost like buying spot Bitcoin at that point, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much followed Bitcoin's trajectory generally.
Yeah. He never got back up to that, whenever we hit 69,000, we kind of went back up to the all-time high. His stock only went to $811 at around that time.
But still generally following direction rise anymore. I mean, if they own that much Bitcoin, 129,000, was it? Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah.
124,391. Sorry.
The analysis on the stock is that it's a strong buy still.
As long as Bitcoin does well. Granted, I mean, if Bitcoin gets wiped out, then you and I kind of get wiped out too. So.
Yeah, but I mean, if Bitcoin gets wiped out, everything's getting wiped out.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be a bloodbath all around.
We've talked about that before where it's just going to be, it's going to be nasty. Nasty, nasty. It's just the question is, what will rebound faster? What will come back quicker?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm putting my chips in on Bitcoin, but that's just me.
Yeah, I agree. I go back and forth. And like for the longest time, like I was never a Bitcoin maximalist, I don't think. I do definitely have strong leanings towards Bitcoin, but as time goes on, the decentralized nature of Bitcoin really draws me to want to become a Bitcoin maximalist and just forego everything else and just put it all into Bitcoin. I do think that that's kind of short-sighted at the same time, because I know there's other gains to be made, and maybe the best way to do it is take those profits and then put those into Bitcoin once you see those other gains. But that's where I'm at on it. What you get?
I think we need to maybe take a look at some coins and maybe talk about some other altcoins. Not some crap coins, some actually decent altcoins. Maybe have a little discussion on that sometime. What do you think?
Perhaps. Yeah, it's tough, but yeah. I mean, there's a lot out there. The maximalists are going to say anything else is just shit coins. Pardon my French.
Well, I think they're kind of right, but there is some money to be made in some of this other stuff. And I think the end goal would be to make some money and put it back into Bitcoin, right?
Yeah. No, I agree. I do agree with that. And I think that may be what keeps me hold on some of those others, is that I want to take those gains and be able to put them back into Bitcoin. Really, I mean, I think that's kind of my plan with it. Like, I wouldn't want to put them into cash. What for?
Yep. Especially nowadays.
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt. You got anything else you wanted to add?
I think I'm done for today.
All right, everybody. I hope you guys are enjoying listening to this. Hey, contact us on Twitter. You can reach us there at the Eclectic. Yeah, not there, but you can reach us at the BitByte Pod, or you can email us at contact@thebitbytepodcast.com. And that's really all we've got for you guys. We've always got the Discord chat going on. If you want to join us on there and just talk smack about our discussions, feel free. It's up there. I put the Twitter invite, Discord invite into the Twitter feed whenever we're about to drop an episode. So check it out, man. Give us some feedback. Let us know what you guys are thinking in the crypto space. Let us know what you guys are thinking is going to happen in 2022. It's crazy out there.
Or call us names, whatever.
Yeah, we don't care. Bye.
Hasta.